When a beer won't do, have two. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. Metal. It's a craft beer podcast.
It's metal.
It's metal craft beer.
Metal.
Only metal. Only three Floyds.
Yes.
Metal.
And Dark Horse.
And Dark Horse. That's it.
That's all that's
about. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about beer. More specifically, craft beer. Even more if you want to niche down even more indie craft
One
beer.
More
if you like.
One more step.
Yes.
Deeper in the hole.
We're going to geek out about the week that was for us in craft beer and maybe the week that's coming and all those things. First, let's get you very quickly up to date what we have been drinking here right before the mics went on officially. Bike Dog Brewing's Double IPA, Bike Dog out of the Sacramento area. The Bearded Brewer donated this to the show.
It was donated to be donated.
Who donated? Oh, yeah. I heard there was some wild dealings.
All right.
Oh, and our first can that fell during
can
the show
drop.
Of the year. A can just dropped from the rafters. We have rafters of our trophy cans in the rafters, and one just fell. Was that the one? No, that one won't ever. Which one was it,
Probably
Nick?
Was not the Maui.
No, the Maui's still up there.
It's hard to tell.
Uh-oh, yeah. It fell into our cannabis. Oh, the Figueroa Mountain. That the Kolsch one? Yep. Wow. That's pretty weird that would fall right now when there's
Ooh,
all
is that
this
a premonition?
Time.
Is Figueroa Mountain going to fall?
I hope not.
Does our wall predict things?
Maybe. Woo. Yeah, so that was a great double. I don't think I had it before. No, it seems like I had that before.
Question mark?
I don't know.
What did the tap say?
I'm liking. I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, nice.
I'm liking everything from Bike Dog so far that we've had.
See, they're halfway there. They've already got it in bottles. Now they just need to get bottles
to the
down hither
for us to not have to make trades.
Yeah.
We also had Fontana Jim donated this to the show. This is a Dome Foxum.
Foxum. Damn near killed him.
Dumb Foxum. Throwback Cream Ale, Eighth Wonder Brewery. That's obviously must be a Houston brewer. They are. And it's got as cool as like this Astrodome top to a beer that's foaming over. It's pretty cool. I love the good can artwork. And especially since our Fresno Grizzlies AAA team or the Houston Astros. AAA team, so it's close to home. That was a 5.2 24 IBU faux cream ale.
See, I think that should be the Grizzlies' official beer.
Yeah, it should be. It looks very Grizzly-esque.
Grizzly-esque.
The colors, they're all matching up. Astro,
I mean,
Grizzly
obviously
colors.
Besides Tioga, because they're right across the street.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tioga's really the official beer.
Which...
That's pretty cool. If you haven't been to Fresno.
Yeah, that is a cool side note.
Tioga, the Matt's Beer Garden is out in the way far right center field. Out way. If somebody really punched one, they
Ooh.
Might bounce a baseball into his beer garden.
So,
has that ever happened? Has there ever been a ball bounce out into the street? That's.
No.
I mean, that's a long shot, but
I
it's
think
technically possible.
One got close. The Jordan Weeb, he posted on Snapchat one night that there's just behind the home run, there's a parking lot, and somebody's rear window had gotten busted out.
Okay. Yeah, and that parking lot's across the street from you, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's close.
Well, I think that's the closest I've seen.
If anyone ever jacks one into the beer garden, I think everyone should get a free round.
Yeah, I think so. Do you agree to that, Matt?
Like, Because doesn't AT&T Park, don't they have the splashdown?
They have a splash zone where the, you have the ball goes in the bay. I don't think anyone gets anything, though.
It'd
other
be
than
illegal to give away beer, so drop it down to a dollar or a quarter or something.
All right, there you go. There you go. No, you heard of it first, a quarter. If somebody hits a baseball into Matt's beer garden at Tioga, beers are a quarter. One round of beers, a quarter.
Yeah.
Boom.
You must already be in the beer garden, though.
Yeah, must already be in the beer garden. And must be a listener to the Perfect Bar.
You must have quarters.
must have quarters. You have actual quarters. You can't charge it on your card.
That would be my luck.
Put it on your tab.
I put my last quarter in the parking meter,
yep,
getting ready to walk in the beer garden, and all of a sudden here comes a ball whizzing by my head.
No!
No!
Score. So we get a quarter. You got to ask one of the homeless people, like, bro.
Hey, make change.
Here's a dollar. Give me a quarter. All I want is a quarterback. And then now you've spent a dollar.
Yeah.
Though. Damn.
To get a quarter beer. Spent,
yeah.
Son of a bitch. This is not working.
Damn it.
Then you just have no quarter.
So there you go. We're caught up on drinking. I'm just wondering if I should have gotten the beer. I'm just realizing I didn't get any show beers out. Show beer.
Yeah, we had the one, but it's tapping out quickly.
There's nothing better than a show beer. So, culture, what's been going on in the world of craft beer this week? I want to oh, fridge mic. Let's get that fridge mic going.
Hello.
There he is. Nick's in the fridge.
Hello.
Get that that Alpine on the top shelf.
Let's do these top shelf beers.
Top shelf beer, bro.
Top pour.
We can go on the top shelf now?
No, but that specific beer you can.
That means I'm done. That sound means I'm done.
Boom. The finish. The closing of the door. This beer, before we get into culture here, this beer was donated to me by Tony Bags.
Somebody likes
some. We got in the town. This is a looking out for beer for a long time. Dang. Alpine Beer Company's Hop Box.
Nice.
IPA. And look at Tony, so, man. Tony said this wasn't easy to get, but he did it.
That guy knows people.
He knows.
He knows people that know people.
I could have kept this to myself.
Uh-huh. I love gold!
Occasionally, I'm a sharer.
Wow. How's the song go? This time it's my top pour.
That is my turn. For the top pour, because, you know, when it's yours, you can do that.
Oh, here it comes. Bottom pour. I'll still accept the bottom pour.
Still accepting the bottom pours. Damn it. I thought I had that one queued up.
Damn it.
And it's not. It's like the one song I didn't have queued up this week. Motherfucker. Oh, life.
Life. What do you mean, life? I ain't got a life.
What's that from?
Mm-hmm. Boy, your soul better belong to Jesus.
Mm. Hot box.
Your ass belongs to me.
Hot box. This is a lot like that bike dog.
Wow.
For me.
It's a little smoother.
I don't know if this is because this one's colder.
Well, this one's...
No, I guess it could
less be. Alcohol. That bike dog was a double.
Oh, spit it out, quick.
7%.
Trash.
On the Alpine.
Trash.
And you guys want to guess the ABV of the double?
Ooh, well, Mikey already spoiled it and said it was less, so I'm guessing 8.2.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mikey?
Or the bike dog?
Yep.
Wow, I'm going to go 8.1.
Oh,
think
oh really?
That dick move.
Oh, really?
The closest without going over is the brother at 8.4.
Ah! Damn it. I got... My dick move didn't work.
Karma, biatch.
So we're comparing a 7 to an 8.4.
Hmm.
7 is a little bit smoother. I will agree with that.
Yes.
More floral aroma, flavors, not aromas, flavors. Interesting, though. So, Legendary Alpine and newcomer Bike Dog are competing, are hanging with each other.
Yep, they're hanging, bro. Well, I was wanting to get, and this is out to the listener too. You want something to call in or just whatever, contact us in whatever way you want to. Any predictions for the summer? What's going to be like the hot summer beer? Whether it's a style or a specific beer, what's going to be the thing for you, or you think the beer community is going to jump on? Or fruit beer is going to just keep being all badass?
All fruity.
All fruity. Keep staying fruity.
Stay fruity.
Stay fruity, fruit beers.
Stay fruity for beers. I think pumpkin lagers.
Pumpkin lager.
Pumpkin lagers.
Hmm.
You're going to get a jump on the holiday season.
No, but pumpkin lagers.
No. No, it's not here.
No, it is not here.
I think, yeah, beer.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to guess hoppy pilsners are going to be more prevalent.
I wouldn't disagree with that, but I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen any either.
So is this what we're guessing or what we're hoping?
Either. Sure.
Premonitions.
I mean, I've been digging. I still like IPAs and other... other beers, but I've been finding myself enjoying more lagers, pilsners, lagers, and even some saisons. So I've been throwing those in the mix more than I have in the past. So hoping that those keep going. I've seen a few of them pop up. Maybe I had one of my been caught drinking. Maybe not.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
Oh, dude, spoilers.
What about fruit lagers? Is that a thing yet?
Fruit lagers.
I don't know.
Fruited lager.
Yeah, where the hell are the fruit lagers, man?
Blueberry pilsner.
No.
Veto.
I'm saying no to that.
Veto. Barrel-aged pilsners. And they're barrel-aged in white wine.
Barrel-aged pilsners.
Yep, white wine. White wine barrel-aged pilsner.
Uh-oh, the fuzz is here.
Damn it. Too loud.
I'm just ready for, like, it doesn't seem like a lot of them are hitting right now. Like, this is, like, the time to get all this kind of crazy session stuff happening. And I'm not seeing it change over yet to me. I'm not seeing a bunch of that.
What is out there right now? That's
a question. I don't know. I think goes is probably going to... Mm-hmm. Be pretty prominent this summer.
The Mexican style lagers.
Yeah, I've seen that popping up.
People will keep. I guess so. Yeah, cervezas and Mexican lagers have been popping up.
And of course, modern times.
Who?
Over.
Have you forgotten about them already?
Yeah, until I. Like, I'm over it. Over.
Well, one thing I will be looking out for this summer.
Oh, looking out for a preview.
Ale Smith six packs.
Oh, yeah.
Have they just not had many? Or
I haven't seen those in town yet.
I think they just hit, according to the lovely page that is the Fresno 559 craft beer page.
Which one? There's like five.
Well, probably all of them.
But you mean the craft beer drinkers of the 559?
Yes.
Or the greater?
It's got a hop as a picture.
Okay.
But they've got the 394 in sixers, and their IPA, I think, is in sixers.
Did you guys, Reggie 559 pointed out a fun beer fact.
Fun beer fact.
I've never heard this before in all our beer geeky terms. Barm. Peter Brewer, you heard of BARM? Mm-mm. Wait, any guesses what BARM
means? It's an acronym. This is an acronym.
Oh, you think it's an acronym, huh?
BARM.
I honestly don't have any idea.
It is the foam, the beer foam, or scum formed on the top of liquor.
The scum?
Fermented alcohol beverages such as beer or wine or feedstock or for hard liquor or industrial ethanol distillation. When fermenting, it was used to leaven bread or set up fermentation in a new batch of liquor. So barm, yeah. You got any barm?
I'm out of barm, fresh out.
Might be making some in the morning. But...
Whoa.
Hey-o.
It stinks in here.
Oh. I didn't know this mic picked that up. Sorry.
Yeah, it picked it up. All right. Was there any culture you had, Peter Burr?
Fulton 55 posted a photo, and they said, all we need now is product, and they didn't quite get too heavy into it, but if you look at the wall behind them, they have more taps.
Oh!
So it looks like they expanded their tap lineup. I wish I could remember the handle count off the top of my head, but... maybe 24? I don't know.
Will they clean their lines finally?
Well, everything's new right now.
Ah.
Well, at least what they didn't already have.
So there's still six questionable beers in the mix?
Maybe. Nah, they probably took care of everything.
You know, they know what they're doing. They take care of them.
I mean, they've been booking shows, it seems like, almost every night. And
wow.
Now they have the more taps. Probably nothing more upstairs taps. Still, but no taps upstairs probably. But, you know, hey, they're becoming more and more of a day-to-day venue than they ever have, I think.
Mm. Ooh, yeah, that's something they've never really been able to accomplish is somebody just going in there to have a beer and before a show starts like Audie's used to be. I think that's enough culture. Okay. Just a little light this week on culture, I guess. You need to go crazy every week. Before we get to voicemails, you can email us stuff. And I have something to talk about in voicemails. So. And Florida Steve emailed us a voicemail. I have no idea what's going to happen here. So,
a V-mail?
Ladies and gentlemen, Florida Steve.
It's Florida Steve. Whoa. Yes, I'm coming to you via super email. Clear. First time I'm doing this, I figured I'd do this because I've got a lot of beer to go over with you.
Uh-oh.
And 3 minutes ain't going to be enough. So, first off, my wife went to, she got some beer for me from her store. She got a variety pack from Samuel Adams. It's their summer beer pack. And they had a couple of new beers in the variety pack. First one I had was their Sam Adams Got to Goes. It was okay.
Sam Adams
with some cucumber and coriander. Give it a unique flavor. They use Saz Noble hops to give it a pretty good tang on the back end. It was okay. Nothing too great.
Windows needs to update.
But that was the first one I had out of that pack.
Update your Windows for us, Steve.
Pack was their Heaven or Hells. It's a Hells Lager with some honey added to it. Not a big deal. I mean, it was okay. I mean, for what it was drinkable and pretty easy drinking, but nothing spectacular. But then I went to Total Wine with the wife, and I got a variety six-pack. And the first one from that six-pack was from Victory Brewing Company, their Summer Love. This ale was awesome. I tell you, this thing was lager-like, pale malts, light hop flavor. Like the name says and the label says, it'd be a great beer to have at the ballpark. I mean, very easy drinking. I could have had another two or three of them. I mean, it was that good. And then the next one from the variety pack, I actually got it for my wife. She picked it out, was Left Hand's Brewing's Good Juju. This was okay. It was not bad.
A live feed from
a nice little ginger
Florida
aroma.
Steve's Untapped.
It had a clean, crisp taste. but not big flavors. Very pleasant, very easy drinking, nothing too harsh or anything. Again, another good beer to have on a hot day. It was mostly summer beers I was going for this variety pack. So, and then the next one I got was a can of Oscar Blues Burrito Mexican Lager.
Burrito.
But the name is kind of deceiving. All it is an amber lager. It wasn't bad. It was easy drinking, but it had some pretty good malt flavor to it, and it was surprisingly clean. Again, easy drinking, very little aftertaste to it. Good, pretty good beer from Oscar Blues. Then I had
what about Chocotasa?
Brand new IPA. All right, it's called Hop Stimulator, and it has a nice hop aroma. It's a double IPA. It has pine and citrus notes. Pine and citrus notes from the hops pretty much fight it out on your palate. Covers the booze pretty well. It's close to a...
sorry, I was just listening to his music.
5% IPA. But it went down pretty easy. Nothing too harsh. Actually, a very good improvement on their Crusher IPA, which is their
Crusher IPA. Do you got any of that Crusher, bro?
This IPA actually replaced
their Crusher of that Crusher IPA,
and they actually did a pretty good job with this one, and definitely a good replacement for the Crusher, which was pretty mild and not big on the flavor. And then I'm getting to my last two here. And
there's a new beer.
Two are Founders beers. Ooh. And I tell you, these were probably my two favorites.
Founders? There's a new beer. Just to update you. We're drinking here. We're hanging out a while here. So,
oh my
this
god,
this is Carabach Brewing Company from Fontana Gym. Hopadillo.
Matcha coffee in it. It was delicious. Coffee notes were on point. I could have easily had this with pancakes with maple syrup and drank it as if I was drinking a coffee. It was so good. Oh my god, they definitely know what they're doing when they make their coffee stouts and porters and now browns. Oh my god, such a good beer from Founders. And then the last one that I've had from this six pack from Founders, their Old Curmudgeon. This thing surprised me. I was a little taken aback. I mean, it is aged in oak barrels, and it has some very malt-forward flavor. Molasses and oak are very present right from the get-go. Little bit of a burn from the alcohol, but then the flavor kind of eases off and finishes pretty good. Very good old ale from Founders. I would definitely get it again and have this as sort of a late night kind of sit back and sip it kind of beer. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed my first email message. It was actually pretty fun to do it because I don't have to worry about getting cut off after 3 minutes. So hopefully Chew Your Beer will get his beer soon. I hope he's got it by the time this you guys listen to this and the next show. Hopefully he does, and he's got it chilled down and tries it and calls about it. I'm really looking forward to what he's got to say about it. But anyway, guys, cheers. I'll basically talk to you next time, guys. All right?
Bye. Cheers, Florida Steve.
Cheers.
Thanks you for the very Steve. Comprehensive rundown of your drinking this week.
So is that you're gonna play that every time Chew's mentioned? Is that what?
Yeah, that's Chew's official. Like somebody mentions Chew, then you're gonna hear Chocotazo. We just maybe the 3 minute the thing isn't such a bad thing. I'm just saying. I love Forward to Steve, but. And I love everybody calling in, but sometimes, we start fading off here. Which is fine. We got beer, so it's cool. We're all cool. Everybody's cool.
We got some hopadilla.
Hopadilla? What do you think of this hopadilla?
It's kind of East Coasty, bro.
It's East Coasty, but it's hitting.
It's hitting.
I'm enjoying it. It's different. Definitely not a West Coast IPA, but I'm actually liking it. A lot of times I'm not happy with the East Coast thing, but they seem to have figured it out okay.
Mikey gives it an okay.
I think Fontana Jim is no, like he's picking them out just right.
His beer guessing game is on point. You call me tonight and leave me your voicemail. Will you talk about beer and tell me your
driving? 559-492-0542 is the Perfect Pours voicemail line. Actually, it's the Dorkton Network's voicemail line, but...
Yes, who uses it more?
90% of the time, it's Perfect Pours voicemail, so...
It works all the time.
We have yet to get a voicemail for Get Off My Podcast, so we'll see if that ever happens one day.
I'd like to complain about your use of Harrison Ford in the last podcast.
The last podcast you did about Harrison Ford, I did not enjoy it one bit.
You completely failed to mention the color of his car in American Graffiti, which was black.
Which was indeed black.
Hey, Perfect Pours, James.
James from Bakersfield.
I'm driving to Bakersfield from Fresno right now. I had to go pick up some product.
Way better drive than driving to Bakersfield.
Old Donaghy in Fresno, and decided to listen to the new podcast on the way down, and I just realized, or on the way up, sorry, and on the way down back to Bakersfield, I just realized that I keep singing the Cold Transport song over and over in my head.
Oh, you're like me.
I'm guessing that's what I think is the most popular song. I can't get it out of my head. Anyway, I'm kind of digging all the new songs and everything that come along with the podcast. They're kind of fun.
Is there a butt?
I will definitely not pause. Be leaving you guys any of those emails, voicemails, or whatever they are. Those things are super long. I'll stick to my 3 minutes. I'll be good with it. Anyway, cheers, guys. Do us good work. Later.
Thank you,
Cold
James.
Transfer.
Oh, wait. James called back.
Just kidding about the 3 minutes.
Just kidding about the 3 minutes.
Hey, Perfect Pours, James again. I actually forgot. Why I originally called you guys.
It happens.
My head, but May 24th on a Tuesday in Bakersfield, California, Fortnight of the Monsters.
Ooh.
Modern Time, Moo Creamery, one of the accounts selected to host one of these events. Barrel Age Monsters Park with coffee. Barrel Age Monsters Park,
had it.
Cocoa and Coconut.
Had it.
Barrel Age Monsters
had it.
Park,
I haven't
Vanilla,
had it.
At Boo Creamery.
With kombucha?
It's going to be an incredible event. One that I'm hoping to see a lot of people at. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be fun. Anyway.
It's going to be fun.
Later, guys. Cheers.
Hopefully it doesn't make people angry.
Angry. It's going to be fun.
It might be in the 90s that day.
Wow, man.
Oh, is there
I get
tickets
cold
to get into this? He didn't say if you need tickets. It sounds like an event you need a ticket
the
to.
The problem is you got to go to Bakersfield, I think. Wasn't that? Like
take the Amtrak, bro.
Moo Creamery in Bakersfield.
Moo Creamery in Bakersfield. Area,
how close is it to the Amtrak?
Yeah. Is it by the Amtrak station? I might go. I can Uber from
the
Amtrak.
That's the trouble. Getting down to Bakersfield, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Getting drunk and then trying to get back home.
That is Chai Station.
No doubt.
Lou.
Hey guys, Tony Bags.
And Kelly.
Oh my God.
We're meeting at the brewery anniversary party.
It's so great. We're drinking Black Tuesday.
Yes.
It's like a
good.
It is really good.
Wish you guys were here.
And wish you were here. But you should also be jealous.
You should be jealous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really great.
It's really good.
Love you guys. See
Bye-bye.
You soon.
Bye. Oh,
they love
Bye.
Us.
Aren't they love sweet?
Us. Wow.
Aren't they sweet? Having a good time.
Everybody
together.
Wants to voicemail. With
I love
Kelly.
When I love when two different. Yeah, everyone's like, "Oh, Kelly's here. Let's call Perfect Four, Kelly."
Do you even voicemail with Kelly, bro?
Yeah, do you even voicemail with Kelly, bro? You should try it. It's pretty cool. I just love when listeners get together and call us.
Collab.
Like, we have to call the Perfect Four. Yes.
They got a collab voicemail.
Collab voicemail. Yeah, usually, you know, we found out with the Sierra, the beer camp, collabing isn't all that great. But when it's voicemails.
It works.
Beer, meh. Voicemails, yes.
Awesome.
Awesome. Oh. I don't know what's happening. The voicemail's playing, but.
Uh-oh. Are we getting
silent.
A fake out?
There's nothing. It's a fake out.
Who butt dialed us?
I think that's. Oh, I think that's. Oh, it's going to be like that the whole way. Just silent. That was. I think
butt
that's
dial.
Scotty B's number.
Oh.
That was a silent voicemail.
Is the date
creepy,
on that
dude.
From Saturday?
14th?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Scotty B left us a silent voicemail.
Black cow got run over by reindeer.
You do?
Holy shit. When I heard that, I nearly spilled my blazing world all over myself. I was laughing so hard.
I don't know.
I got a cheer.
Hillary says it sounds like...
How cool is that? Tell you what, Hillary, if you come back up to field work anytime soon, I'm buying you a beer.
Ooh, Hillary, hear that?
Any other beer sucks.
Whoa! Oh, wait.
It's not like I'm there 3 times a week.
Yeah, don't go to field work, guys.
In fact, if any of you guys are coming up to field work or Rim Brewing Company or Iron Springs or anything like that, the beers are on me. So,
ooh, hear that?
Wait,
yeah.
Does that mean we got to do belly number, shots right? out of his belly button?
And the I'm the one who sends you all those dick pics, those awesome dick pics. I send you the tasteful, artistic dick pics, not
yeah.
the nasty ones.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
So, hey, I just
thing looks like
I
a
was
Picasso,
wondering
bro.
If I have become the Paul Schaefer of the Perfect Pour.
Yes,
way better though.
So,
Paul Schaefer stuff
I'm
was lame. As much
please
as I
tell
love.
Me, he has no hair and dark sunglasses.
Anyway, hey, Mikey, you've been mentioning a couple times you want to hear the extended version of the voicemail song. So I'm going to go ahead and actually do that for you.
Ooh.
It means I'm going to have to work backwards, but that'll be an interesting challenge. I'm up for the challenge.
Yes.
So there you go.
Call me
so Whole Foods, they do this deal every now and then. It's 20% off all beer, and they just do it for one day. And they're usually pretty discreet about it. It's like they don't advertise it ahead of time. But I know all my Whole Foods beer buyers pretty well. And like a week ago, I was walking through some other department, and the girl who's the buyer at the Santa Fe Whole Foods walks by me really quickly and whispers like, the 25% off all beer sales next week.
Oh.
So anyway, go on to Santa
said,
Fe Whole Foods. It was Friday. That was their 20% off. And I was looking around, and I didn't really see anything I wanted. And I thought, I'm not just going to buy beer just because it's 20% off. So I didn't buy anything.
Wow.
Then a little later that
we'll
day,
bomb,
I went to Berkeley Whole Foods, and they had... It was like a modern times explosion. Holy shit, they had fucking everything. So
boom.
I grabbed a bunch of stuff. The most notable of which is the City of the Dead, which I don't know if you guys have talked
City
about that or
the
not, but
dead.
That's the one where they, it's not a barrel-aged stout, but it's barrel-aged, bourbon barrel-aged coffee beans
yeah.
that they then put into the stout. And
we
it is like, holy
bourbon barrel-aged
moly,
coffee
man. That
beans.
Is just the most amazing thing. I've ever had. So try it if you haven't tried it. And I got it for 20% off. So there.
I got it for 20% off.
I guess that's it for now. Check with you guys soon.
Perfect. Perfect 3-minute voicemail. Blam.
2:59 and 59 seconds.
Just so you know, producer Becky used to work in the Cost Plus in Corte Madera. I just felt I needed to tell Paul that. All the Metallica guys used to shop in there too.
Weren't we trying to make a craft beer love connection with Hillary and
Hillsbills, you have a free beer waiting for you if you want to come up to either Marin Brew Co., Iron Springs, or Fieldwork.
And or Fieldwork.
Oh, and guys, keep up the good work.
Nice. Well played, sir.
Well played. It's well played because guess what? A new song from Paul and Fairfax.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What could possibly he have to say this time?
Scotty B always does, and keep up the good work, and I'm driving. That's kind of trended a little bit. That's one of the little trends.
Yeah, big game. The voicemail trends. Drop the keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Did he use one of those drums that the marching men use, the sticks with the pads around, what are those called?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
The mallets?
Yeah, the little mallets. Listen.
He went a little Black Sabbath on that one.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Mallets?
So he's got a mallet snake? He's saying he's got a set of quads and he's pounding out a drum solo with
there's
some
something.
Mallets.
There's a weird sound before it starts, though. Are you hearing this? Wait, listen to that. See, there's something there.
The voices in the
I
background?
I think Paul's old house in Marin is haunted. You hear that?
Hey, there's some good beer in here. That's what it said.
What's it saying?
There's good beer here.
Is that what he's saying? I think maybe Paul's just recording with the stereo on in the background.
Party foul.
It's creepy, bro.
Get in here.
I just want to know in the song, it says keep up the good work. But then at the end of the song, if you space it differently, it could mean something else. What if he says keep up and we're the good work guys?
The good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Got to keep us up.
Yeah, keep us pumped.
Prop us up.
Keep us pumped. We need to keep pumped. 559-492-0542.
So, speaking of news,
we have a beer we're drinking.
Yeah,
new beer.
What have we been drinking?
From South Austin Brewing, we have String Saison.
I actually like
another this. Fontana Gin beer.
And I'm not going to lie, now that I know it's a Saison, I have been liking it before I knew what it was.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's pretty good beer. String Saison.
Oh, piece of shit. Oh, crap. What a shitty beer.
Yeah, it's all right. It's fun beer.
Yeah.
Fun for summer. Liquid Austin Soul.
Fortunately, the perfect four.
Oh, yeah.
Beer. Guess what?
Back
in voicemail. Isn't that an email voicemail, Holmes?
Uh-oh.
That shit was weird. That's it. It felt like two, like, what do you guys say? That's it. Like too personal, Holmes. That shit felt weird, eh? Anyways, Holmes.
Yeah, it wasn't
couple
insane.
Beers I've been drinking. Check it out, eh? Oakshire Brewery, that's it. I don't know where the fuck they're from, but it was an IPA, Holmes.
That
shit was kind of weird, that's it. Check it out, Holmes. It was like a $2 bomber.
Damn.
I got it at BevMo, Holmes. And when you popped it open, that's it, a lot of floral, citrusy hops just popped out of the bottle, Holmes. But when you drank it, it all hit you up front, that's it. But like a second later, that's it, it all disappeared, and it was just like a flat beer, but it had a lot of carbonation, so I know it wasn't like an old bottle, Holmes, but it was kind of weird, because you would drink it, and pow, hops, and then pow, no hops. Orale, Holmes, you're like a fucking magician. Orale, another beer, Mer-Bear, Holmes.
Yes.
My IPA.
Mer-Bear.
I got the one by Bear Republic, I said, with the fucking octopussy in the fucking bottle and shit, holding flags and shit, I don't know what the fuck. And no bear on there, I said, but the rye, this beer was fucking good, eh? It was like one of the first rye IPAs I really enjoyed, and I wish I had a second bottle, Holmes.
Yeah.
Another beer, it said, this one came from my homeboy Chris over in Florida.
What's up, Chris?
Night Swim, it says, by Coppertail Brewery.
I want that.
This just was like
it's almost Night Swim season.
Oh, Nick. you would have loved this beer. I said,
how do you
this
know?
Thing was like,
how you know
almost
this?
Like chocotazo level.
Damn.
It was good, eh? It tasted, it was creamy and smooth. It had a little smokiness to it, not too smoky, but it was perfect, eh? But it's not a considered like a smoked porter, eh? It's more like a porter smoke.
Mm.
But, hey, check it out, eh? Last beer, home. Eh? This was from my homeboy, Corey. Corey from Florida. What's up, Corey?
White Rock.
This was Florida, man.
Is it White
Rock? A double IPA. It's it. Check it out, man. Cigar City.
Oh, yeah.
My hat's off to you guys, eh? This fucking IPA was fucking sick like fucking maple syrup, Holmes.
Damn.
I was like, basically, I had to drink it and then drink another fucking beer just to fucking, like, cut through it, Holmes. But it was very hoppy, Holmes.
He needed a chaser beer for his
lot
beer.
Of IBUs, man. It was like just pouring IBUs into your glass. That's it. That was a good beer, eh? And it got me kind of fucked up because it was like a 10-point something, which was pretty cool because I was drinking it fast, eh? Because I was eating flautas. You guys probably saw that picture, Holmes. We made some chicken flautas, eh?
Yeah.
With this IPA, man, fuck.
Did you get those at Taco Bell?
That's it. What are they?
No.
I'll call you back later. No. I got some things I got to say, Holmes. But,
those are not Taco Bell flautas.
Boom. 3 minutes. Bam.
Ba-boom, boom, 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 boom. Porter with smoke.
Chew your beer.
Porter with smoke. God damn it. What was I going to say?
Yeah, what were you going to say, bro?
Oh, bro. He was talking about something.
I probably was being a dick talking over.
Chocotazo
got you distracted, bro.
What? The perfect porch.
Oh, shit.
Out,
oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
It's Tuesday, yesterday, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that tried Chocotazo and that actually sent stuff back. I didn't really want anything back in return, man. I just wanted, your honest opinion about Chocotazo.
You spent a lot of money
and
sent a lot of beer out. Chew.
But my hat's off to my Corey Holmes. He came through and he sent me those two bottles from Cigar City. Thank you, Corey. Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
I guess something's landing today, Holmes. And
I don't know what that is. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Okay, so I remembered the Myrrh Bear. He was talking about the Myrrh Bear. And Lo Yo brought this up. Our listener, Lo Ren, from the Northern Californias.
Lo Yo!
So there's two versions of the Myrrh Bear, right? There's the Coronado version and the Bear Republic version.
Oh.
And they're different labels, which is kind of cool, collectible. But they're different prices. The Coronado version is like a dollar or two more than the Bear Republic version.
Oh, so Coronado thinks they're better than Bear Republic?
I guess so. Jicks.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it because I wanted both bottles. I wanted both labels because it actually is a really good beer. But the Coronado.
Could side by side.
The Coronado has the bear, half bear, half mermaid. And then the Bear Republic has
I've seen those.
Octopus. Octopussy.
Octopussy.
As Chew Your Beer says.
Octopussy.
Yeah. But I was like, what the hell? I didn't notice that until she said something. And when I finally found both versions in Fresno, I couldn't believe they were different prices. Apparently more ink on the bottle. Coronados.
If I'm Bear Republic, I'm like, fuck you guys.
Fuck you.
Think you're better than us? Think you're better than me?
Can you hear me? I'm driving!
Scotty B!
Me and Steve and Zach left a voicemail the other night.
Yeah?
Yeah, did you?
I'm not sure. It was so loud where we're at, I couldn't hear the
speaker.
It seemed like we left one. My phone says it was on for like 2 minutes, the call.
Yep.
But I'm not sure. So there's two reasons why I'm leaving this voicemail. One, make sure I leave a voicemail for this week's episode. Two, now, the second reason is because both Nick and Mikey got to try the all mosaic, no mosaic, which I thought was pretty good. I thought the all mosaic was better. But Matt didn't
still good,
to try though. Any. So I'm going to bring Matt a bottle, and he doesn't have to share with anybody.
Okay? Damn it!
Personal
He's
beer.
He's
gonna
fest. Get a bottle all to himself. Do whatever he wants with it. I hope he drinks it though.
Hopefully he wants to do is drink it.
So, give us great luck. I'm driving.
Scotty B. Woo. Hoo-yah. Oh, man. You're going to get your own personal bottle.
Wow.
Personal I had mine out of a plastic cup.
Nice.
Isn't that cool?
It was classy.
It's still good. Still good.
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 Good and...
Still good. I like that garage door combo they got going on. I'm liking it.
The blend?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I'm driving.
Wow.
Fontana Jim here.
Yeah, I'm enjoying your beer.
I actually called last week and left this idea, but I didn't hear it on the podcast. So here's a lesson to all the listeners out there. If you don't call in,
it doesn't
get
played.
The perfect four guys aren't going to get your call. So, I was at the UFC, or actually at a buddy's house watching a UFC fight a couple weekends ago.
UFC, bro!
The kids are going nuts because he had this tree in his backyard, and they're eating this fruit. And I didn't really know what it was, so I looked at what it was, and they were eating kumquats. Now, for those of you who don't know what a kumquat is, it's kind of like a cherry tomato, except it's a tangerine. So
it's weird.
I began thinking about kumquats and shit. That's just too funny of a word not to make a beer with. So I guess this would be for Scotty B. How about like a kumquat quad? Maybe like a quad IPA where you juice out the kumquats and the beer picture. Maybe the label would look like four guys kind of standing back in a circular pattern with their heads back. That'd be funny. Or, I'm upset with myself that I didn't think of this idea first. How about a kumquat cream ale? You could have like a hand squeezing a big giant kumquat and the juice squirting out the top.
You get it.
Anyways, keep doing the good work. See you guys later.
Keep up the good work.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim again.
Oh,
what's up, man?
I got another question.
You can do whatever you want. We got all your beer.
Brewer. So I got a keg of
bearded.
Summer Solstice by Anderson Valley in my kegerator at home. And there's a little bit of an off flavor, off taste to it. So I mixed up a batch of BLC and I ran that through the kegerator system for about half an hour. It came out fantastic, but while I was waiting for that thing to finish, I was sitting on a chair, drinking a beer. I looked over at my jockey box. So I finished my kegerator flush, and that worked fine, so I decided since I had all that BLC left over, went ahead and ran it through the jockey box. The lot's freaking iced tea. So, my question to the bearded brewer is, since you guys probably do some sort of remotes with Tioga Sequoia, and you guys probably use jockey boxes once in a while, what's the best way to store those in between uses? I mean, can you run BLC through it and let the BLC sit? Do you run the BLC through it and then blow it out with air? I don't know. Do you leave the system open in between uses? I guess I'll listen to this question and probably hear you guys explain to the fans what a jockey box is and maybe even a kegerator for you uninitiated folks.
I got a jockey box.
Not the same thing.
I love this question. Beer to brew.
Wow. We don't get into equipment talk. We don't like to handle our equipment on the show.
I know. I like it. More of these.
So he knew what to do with the tap system. Yeah, you do run it through and clean it.
Half hour, though, so it's recirculating?
Typically, you do recirculate, or you can let it sit. But most long draw systems, yeah, you'll see them go in a loop, and they just continuously move. Nice. Or in this case, it'd be a short draw.
Harbor Freight fish tank pump.
Yeah.
Pushing it through.
Yep. But... I don't know the exact hazardness of beer line cleaner. I know it does a good job at cleaning lines. I know I wear gloves when I use it. But it does say, you know, use beer line cleaner. And then it says, you know, generously rinse out with water after use of that. So, I mean, on the jockey box, which is an ice chest with metal coils in it, so you can chill down the product.
I had no idea.
Garage door brewing.
So that's the first time I've heard this. Jockey box term.
Sometimes
you're drinking out of them on Saturday.
If I had known that, dude, I would have left immediately.
At a beer festival, there's probably no power, so you're relying on ice. So you can ice down the keg or not.
Is this jockey boxed? Yeah, it is.
Jockey talk.
Bye.
The line will go into the ice chest as a decent amount of coil, and that sits on ice, and that will chill the beer down to where it becomes because that way it's not foamy and it's as well as proper serving temperature, and then it pours out the faucet on the other side. So it's a mobile system, very archaic. You don't need any power. You just need CO2 and ice. And you could run beer line cleaner through there. Chances are it's stainless steel. And you do have a little bit of hoses that you want to clean up. But typically what we would do is we do a beer line cleaner at least once a month. Then we run the hot water through to flush out the lines. And then we run a star san or a sanitizer through it. And I've seen the guys either leave it packed with star san, or I've seen them blow it out to where there's just CO2. But ideally, if you run a sanitized water through there and you blow out the lines with CO2, any residual water that's in there is a sanitized water. It should just evaporate and not mold.
All right.
There it is.
Dun, 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 dun. Your lesson for today. That's a good one. Jockey box.
Kumquat. That's a funny word.
And that's your voicemails. 559-492.
Oh, that was perfect.
05.
Cracking himself up.
42. That's the voicemail line.
We got real serious.
The perfect
pause. And then it went right back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Cold jockey.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Thank you for everyone that called in, and the Florida Steve as well.
Yeah. Oh, so there's a song. I was like, well, I'll just go.
Nope, can't go.
But I'll go first.
Brewer 87 on Untappd.
What
have you been caught drinking?
So I was at the Goldsteins the other evening, last night, and I happened to try a Simcoe Lager from Dust Bowl Brewing. That's a lager.
It's a lager.
It was pretty good. I had a Bovic Pilsner. Just outstanding from the Kern River. There were a couple other beers I tried. I couldn't quite dig them.
Kern River.
I was thinking that my palate might have been off that evening, so I just stuck to what I know.
Palate took the night off, huh?
I think, yeah, it got a little tired that evening, or a little washed out. So
said
at the J.O., and then I switched up to the California Dry Hop Lager.
Ooh, a Sudwerk?
Yeah, Sudwerk. Earlier that day, I had biked to the Eureka Burger.
Ah.
That's where the dry hop lager was.
I like both words in that sentence, biked and Eureka.
Biked to Eureka. It was a 5-mile ride. Was not in the best of shape for it, but it happened. Good. I almost brought that beer. And they said that they had no, I mean, you don't always get the most craft informative there.
I don't know. Let me look. Okay. Let me see if we have it.
They said they had an IPA, an American IPA from Pizza Port. And so I was like, okay. And I was like, well, if it's not a double IPA, I'll take it. It's probably the Swami's.
Yep.
And so she comes back in, she comes back out. She's like, well, I'm not sure. She's all, when they poured it, they said it was an amber. But they said it was a double, and then I confirmed that it wasn't a double, and they said it was an American IPA. Man,
that is classic Eureka Burger.
No, I think this is a Pizza Port problem.
Oh.
Because everywhere I go, I think they just get handed a generic pizza port tap and not clued in
because everywhere I've gone. The handle is generic.
Uh-huh. Every place I've gone, well, oh, you got pizza port. Oh, yeah, we just got that in. Which one is it? I don't know, but it's pizza port.
Normally people don't ask me questions.
Yeah, so I think.
I need a break. I'm going on a break.
I think it's a pizza port problem.
Mm,
so. In this case. But yeah. Yes, otherwise, Matt's correct. Uninformed servers.
So, and later in the evening, I did hear another server say that, oh, we have the chronic from. But they still labeled it as an American IPA.
And that's the amber one.
It's their amber. Might be an American amber, but I'm pretty sure it's not an IPA. But, I mean.
What more do you know?
Yeah.
It was saved because it came in a really cool pizza port can glass, which I was unsure if it was steel the glass that day, which I would feel bad if that's what it was. But I don't know.
Oh, so you didn't just take it automatically?
No, I didn't.
Still a glass, right, bro?
Earlier in the week.
I want those can glasses.
Seriously.
Earlier in the week, I tried a double dry hop in a Firefall.
But I think you would have known it was steel the glass if it was $10 for an IPA.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I'm paying for the glass.
And then.
You're stealing it.
Yeah. Still going. Was that I escaped to?
He's not accepting our tangents tonight.
I'm not listening. Tangent. Thank you, Paul. You understand me. I was at Spokeasy on Sunday, and they had the Fracas Imperial Hoppy Red Ale, which was a very good beer. Well, I was expecting a red, so that's what I got. I shared. I saw some friends there, and I wanted to share a beer, so I shared a Choco Tasso.
Oh, I
bet you didn't have that song ready.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that, bro.
Wow.
Man, out of nowhere.
Shared a Choco Tasso.
but he's not ready, but he's ready.
So our buddy Juan was there, and he got to try it.
Choco Tasso.
And Jake, J-Box, he was actually pouring. And I was like, hey, well, you listen to the show. There's a guy, Chew Your Beer, he calls in. You may or may not have heard of this beer. And he's like, oh, okay, I think the guy sounds familiar. And I was like, cool, Mo.
He needs to start listening harder. If he has to say, I think the guy sounds familiar.
Well, you know, it was Sunday night. He was just before closing. I didn't expect, you know, anybody to get too crazy.
Did his body need a perk? You think he's like, you look at, you say, you look like you're needing a perk. How about some Choco Tasso?
And then we had the X Hop number 682 IPA. It was an experimental hop IPA. It was pretty good. Can't remember the brewery off the top of my head. And then I think we escaped to Goldstein's after that on Saturday.
Ooh.
To close it out. And I had the Orderville from Modern Times.
Orderville.
Hmm. I don't know how you say it.
Oh, where could we get one of those? Hmm. That sounds
I must
fine.
Acquire this Orderville.
Man, I wish we had one.
I wish we had a bottle opener.
A GD bottle opener.
Really need to get more bottle openers here.
Oh, what was that? Oh, that sounded like a bomber.
Yeah. Does that sound bomber sound?
That sounded 22-ish.
Gold!
Smells like one. Sorry, I was a little close.
You smell like a bomber.
From Modern Times, you know, since we're a Modern Times city, we can just get this whenever. I got this one, Orderville, from Modern Times, Dank Mosaic IPA.
Oh, look at that. Would you look at that? Oh, you're spilling.
Spilling.
That's
bro.
How careless you are trying with your Modern Times
trying to
now.
Get that good pour sound. I used my big glass. Sorry, guys.
You're so used to Modern Times now, you just carelessly
Yeah,
spill
I'm just
it.
Like, bleh.
Yeah, trash, whatever.
It is dank. I'm getting dank.
I was getting donuts and I picked this up.
Oh, just how I remember it. So that's my Ben Caught Drinking.
All right.
When you're
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped and Snapchat.
The Nick.
Choco Tasso.
Do you have
I saw some of your of that night on your Snapchat. See if you follow the Bearded Matt on Snapchat, you could have seen Saw that. There was a lady.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
I saw a lady.
Whoa.
Maybe.
She wasn't angry.
Maybe.
Go.
The Nick 80 on Untapped.
I'm going to start a Paul from Fairfax tribute band if anybody wants to.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Thank you. Like, Paul obviously has been in a band. I'm sure he's not in a band now because he wouldn't have time to be working on Perfect Four songs.
Oh, yeah.
But if Paul would send this, Paul, I'm saying that instead of emailing you, if there is a band camp or a something of whatever band you were in previously that you're not in now, because obviously you were in a band before, so we could check out. I have nothing. Like, Paul in Fairfax, he's not on social media, apparently. I don't think he's on Untapped.
Oh, that's true.
There's no, like, he's nowhere other than...
He's not in the Patreon supergroup.
No. I mean, there's, yeah, we can jump you into the Perfect Pores Facebook group,
yes.
The Golden God Facebook group, even without that, because you've done enough for the show. You very least be in the Facebook group, for God's sake, so.
But he's got to be on
Facebook. I don't even think he's on Facebook. He's just off...
Off the grid?
He's one of those hippies off the grid, bro. Dang. That's what we're in.
Whoa. What if it's Jerry Garcia and Paul from Fairfax's alias? He's like, yeah, I was in a band once, yeah. Man.
I think it's Sammy.
It's Sammy.
Sammy lives in Marin.
Oh, he's retired from
Becky
Cabo.
Used to tell stories about seeing Sammy driving his Ferrari down the 101 in Marin.
Nice.
Sammy.
What speed was he doing?
It was not 55.
That. 54 or 56.
To believe in that. Yeah, he could drive 54 just fine, but he cannot drive 55.
Cannot.
Just can't.
You always got to ask him just in case.
Can't do it. Hey, Sammy, could you do that? No, can't do it. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
That's a new mic cable, damn it.
Hi. Hello.
One of us.
I will talk while you fix. Pretty light on the... different beers this week. We had the North Coast Old Stock Ale 2016 version. A mere 11.8% in a 12-ounce bottle. So, sesh, bro. Just an old stock sesh ale. Followed by some garage door brewing. Custom made for a little event we had Saturday by Stevie Z and Scotty B, as they're officially known as now.
Nice.
Had a coffee stout, vanilla porter, and then if you were very nice to them, they would blend the two and make you a coffee stout vanilla porter. Blended beverage.
I didn't get that.
You didn't get the blend?
Damn it.
You must have been not nice.
I didn't
to
know
them.
That was blending. I wasn't.
You were angry.
Yeah, I was angry.
You were very angry.
I had my special lady friend with me, so.
It was served out of a jockey box. Garage Door Brewing has their own jockey box with custom Garage Door
jockey
Brewing.
Jockey box, man.
Jockey box.
That is
covers.
The takeaway term for this episode.
Did you notice the covers? The custom. Garage doors.
Oh yeah, the front garage door.
Uh-huh. So that was that's hides the jockey box.
Oh okay. It was like because like you know when you get to a place you're like trying to like you don't really know what's happening. So I just brought a bunch of beer and like I didn't know what's going on. I didn't know what the situation was, like how
situation
big it
beer.
Was or how small or whatever. So like I'm just like instantly like where's Ice? I'm putting all my beer away, and then I look and I see, oh my God. It's like a beer festival
like
here.
There's Garage
Door Brewing has like three or four taps going.
Yeah.
Like, and then there's a bar over there. And I'm like, oh, I didn't need to bring anything. Look at all this Garage Door Brewing. That was pretty cool.
It was fun. We had fun.
Fun.
They also, I tried their Kolsch, and they had a wit beer, a Belgian wit, I believe. I was supposed to write all this down, and I didn't. and the cider, homebrewed a cider,
I didn't
too.
Have the cider yet.
That blue.
Oh, the cider blue, of course. There's girls there.
The ladies. Blue. And then my whales bro for the week.
Oh my god, a whale.
2013 Velvet Merkin.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like 3 years old.
It's like 3 years old, bro. Batch number one. That was the first year they did the barrel-aged Velvet Merlin. We called it Velvet Merkin.
Wow, man.
It was whale.
Well.
It was only 8%, though. I was kind of disappointed. It is not 13% like Parabola is.
Rabba jabba. But
I did a good job, guys. I aged it properly. It did not taste funny.
All right.
Yay.
Yay.
Good job.
Cellared aging a beer properly.
Nicely done. Do you have anything left now? Did you just...
Are you trying to signal me? Or are you,
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was holding up my notebook like, gotcha. Like look at what I'm writing in my notebook. I thought you were like, I wasn't. Psst,
read this.
Psst, look at this.
Wait, what are we doing right now? We're still being caught?
Yeah, I'm still listening to you. All right. That
was it. I thought we were at Looking Out For
The right? Nick 80 on Untappd. Being caught? Well, I was at said birthday party.
Oh, out really?
There in the out in the Fresno, the almost the Kerman area.
Yeah, pretty damn near.
And pretty awesome party.
Go any further, Beatles tribute
band
Bell
there. All Beatles'd out. And I got to have some garage door brewing. And nice. I didn't get to untap those, but...
I forgot to ask him if they
I know
were.
I had Scotty B's Mosaic.
Oh, yes. I did have that, too.
Not Mosaic. Hop me on Mosaic without Mosaic hops. That was good. I mean...
It wasn't Mosaic, but it was...
Yeah.
It was still good, but it wasn't a near Mosaic beer.
Right. I had Steven's, what did he call it? It was he kept saying it's like a Coors, huh? He was like joking.
Oh, yeah.
But it
yeah
was a Kolsch.
Yeah, I think that was the Kolsch, yeah.
The best Coors you'll ever have in your life. what was the other one? Another one he had. I got to try. There was an IPA. He had an IPA because he had it just in a growler.
Okay, yeah.
If you were nice to him.
You got the IPA.
I got the growler
IPA. I did not
IPA
get the IPA.
It was, there was damn no box involved.
No jockey.
No jockey involved at all. What else? I got a grapefruit soulless IPA. Mike Hess. That was pretty good. It wasn't as good as the time we had it before.
The Soulless.
Blazing World from Modern Times.
Oh, nice, yeah, nice.
Kind of over it. Kind of over Blazing it World.
I found some straggler Booming Rollers after the party. Assuming those are yours.
Yes, I brought some Booming Rollers. Booming. Those Booming Rollers are kicking ass, man.
What else have been caught?
Mayberry IPA from El Segundo.
Oh, nice.
And also, I refused a Golden Road from Garage Door Brewing.
Turned your nose up. Yep,
that
at
one
it
that Bearded Brewer likes.
You oh, the, last week. The Wolf the Mother.
Yes, Wolf Mother. They're like, come on, man.
Band reference.
And I couldn't see the can. I was like, so I go, what is that? Let me see that. And it was Golden Road. I was like, nope.
Ooh.
And they're like, come on, dude.
That's why you didn't get the blend.
Yep, that's yeah probably why.
That's probably
they're
why.
They're like, come
you're
on.
You're off the list.
Come on, just have it.
Oh, like, they've tried to peer pressure
like,
you.
Nope, sorry, not getting that.
Tried to peer pressure
yep
you into
tried
the beer.
To peer pressure me.
Wow.
So, there you go.
That's like Mike Sardinia.
Dorktown on Untappd.
Mike Sardinia is going to peer pressure you into a Rebel IP one of these
days. He might. If Mike... I will listen to whatever Mike says. And I'll be like, okay, he could probably talk me into damn near anything.
Uh-huh. He'd be like, oh, it's society's newest IPA, and you just start chugging
like,
it.
Yeah, this is that was best, Rebel, bro. Yeah, like you just, I know, so worried about that. We are still on our. We have never had a Rebel. The three of us have never had a Rebel.
Any
Rebel variant, even not even Rebel variants.
Not even the super fresh version.
Not even if it's been cold transferred Rebel.
Cold transferred Rebel. Interesting. Cold transferred, you say?
Yep. You might do it, huh?
Yeah. Only if it's cold transferred. Won't you say? Give me nothing but aggravation. If she was gone, say, I'm just testing. I hope you'll vote in the next election.
Come on, everybody, come on.
Cold transfer. Cold transfer. Cold transfer.
We're driving down the road and thinking of the song.
East Coast beers and Midwest beers. They got nothing on the cool West Coast beers. If you want to rent a runway, you do. It's a cold, cold transfer to the ocean blue.
Almost helmet.
Helmet. Cold transfer. I think it's more meat puppets.
You're hearing meat puppets
now? I'm hearing
now?
Meat puppets.
Oh, all right. All right. I get that. Some beers to look out for. Well, the big one.
The big.
Stone IPA.
Oh, really?
Available in 12-pack cans. Have you seen this?
IPA 2.0?
They're updated Stone IPA. 12-pack cans. I'm interested in this, and I will buy it.
I don't know if Stone's done cans before this.
No. Look at this.
Was the go-to?
Stone in cans.
No.
It seems like there was something else.
I think maybe the go-to was in a can.
I think you're right. I never saw it, but I think I saw it in the medias, but
wow.
Not in town.
Stone cans?
A 12-pack of Stone IPA. I will buy that. I want to try. I'm seeing this week, locally, Gates of Blood, Southgate, IPA from Southgate, and it's getting rave reviews on Untappd already, and it looks like it was like a new beer this week. Have you not had this one, Bitter Brewer?
Mm-mm.
Gates of Blood.
Ooh.
Southgate.
Blood.
Sounds like
a Game of Thrones
I
thing.
I want to try this. Yeah, it's been a while. One note, it has been a minute since I've had a Pliny.
Yeah.
Bell's a Pliny King of Fresno has not got his Pliny in a while, but he is saying that he is going to be acquiring some soon.
Very nice.
So I don't know if that's going to trickle over to here, just Dorktown, but.
Yeah, Dorktown seems King to score on that deal.
The Pliny King might be getting a shipment of Plinies here soon, but it has been. I kind of got burned down on Pliny's, but I am ready.
Oh, did you?
I am prime, so I'm looking out for Pliny right now. Anything
is
you
Pliny
guys are looking out for?
Transferred. Cold transferred.
It's like the best cold transferred.
It feels good on your soul.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
You're looking out for
looking
something.
Out for. I am okay. I think I might have to change my ways about all this can business. Being that Evil Twin is now canning Imperial Biscotti Break and even more Jesus. Evil Twin
they're putting them
gives
in cans,
no fucks and cans their big ass beers.
Yes. You just get a 6-pack of them?
It's probably a 4-pack because they're 16-ounce cans.
Okay.
So it's the big tall boys, kind of like the Molotov cocktail.
Or the Swami, the Pizza Port.
Modern Times size. But yeah, some tall cans from Evil Twin, big Imperial Stouts in a can. I could get behind that.
Personal Beer Fest.
Personal Beer Fest in a 4-pack. In a park-friendly 4-pack. You can now Personal Beer Fest deep in the woods.
Yes.
And you could pack out, and it's like it never happened.
I hear Tiger Sequoia's got a 99 Golden Ale and said cans.
Oh, really?
In such a way.
Ah.
Are those going to be
Is there 99
packs?
Cans?
They get 12-ounce or they tall
I only boy? Wish they make a 99 pack of cans.
Oh, should do that.
That's my only dream.
We'll work on that one. Yeah, the announcement, it's American Craft Beer Week, so we're trying to pull out some stops and announce some cool things and air some grievances that we've been holding on to. Not really grievances, sorry.
A little Festivus.
Yeah, so, and one of them popped up, and we put on the 99 Golden Ale cans, 16 ounce. They should be six packs. And we're looking for mid to late June for that to happen, to kind of kick them off, maybe with an event.
Your first cans.
And first set of cans, yep. And as well as...
I remember my first set of cans. Oh, man, that was glorious.
Hashtag cans.
I still think about it to this day.
The real deal. Wow. Bert worked really hard on the label. They're made from Ball. I mean, they're pretty legit, and...
Finally, cans.
Yeah. We're just getting our feet wet, but it
you
should
think
be pretty good.
Could XPA get into cans someday?
They've threatened that before, but I haven't seen anything.
Threatened. If you don't watch yourself, we're going to start putting XPA cans, and then you'll be in trouble, won't you?
I really dig the whole 22 ounce and can format like some breweries, Modern Times has. Mm-hmm. And I wish that was what we did. But, you know, right now we just have to start off small. And we've even talked about serving the cans at the tap room, which would be new for us. Usually we
don't have
people drink, you know, open containers and drink them there. Usually mm-hmm. We don't police it, but we ask, you know, we sell things to go for a certain price. But we think that with summer coming up, you know, you can just grab a can and bring your own koozie and grab a can and just chill there.
I get that. That's cool.
BYOC.
Just like Modern Times.
On the day Modern Times came to Fresno.
It just happened.
There was a celebration
all throughout the town. There was rejoicing and laughter.
That was audience participation.
Never have to go to Bakersfield. But they've still got no Mud Brown producer, Becky.
Sorry, Becky.
So you'll have to stick with Dale Smith for now.
Pretty good.
And now Papa Lowe's has Blazing World.
Oh, yeah.
Burger has Fortunate Islands. And Nick has Mega Black House in his fridge.
Do darn you, in fact, have Mega Black House in your fridge?
All the time.
All the time?
I do not have...
I've seen a bottle of it in town.
I replaced all the mayonnaise and mustard in my fridge with Mega Black House.
Just put Mega Black House on your hot dog.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
But have you gotten one?
I have not legally bought the Mega Black House yet.
And I was like,
Oh.
Fig Tree had them.
Oh, I'm on my way there now.
I will go there now. How late is Fig Tree open?
Why is that even a question?
Matt, do you
why do we know
late
this answer?
Trees open?
I think they close at midnight.
Okay. Ooh.
I think we can make it.
Well, let's wrap
let's wrap this up. Cheers! Cheers to our golden gods the perfect pour. They give us money so we can do things.
Yes.
Patreon.com, and you spell Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour. That is our Patreon page where you can donate money to us, and we can use that money and buy beer and other things podcast related. And you, in turn, get to have the tailgate, which is what we're doing before the show. So, there you go. A little something for a little something. So, cheers to all our patrons. And cheers to everybody that's been sharing us and talks about us to their friends, family. Tony Bags did another nice tweet out of the show. So, it's stuff like
that.
It's pretty awesome. Subscribing to the show on whatever podcast app you listen to, that helps us. Reviewing the show. Just any little thing to promote us you can do is hella appreciated. Perfect Pour Pod on all the social medias if you're not following us yet. So cheers to you. The listener of the Perfect Pour. This is your show. We're just here to hang out. Any cheers, Matt?
Just cheers out to the people that listen to the show.
Yeah.
My people.
I mean, peeps. I'm never very good at remembering names, and every once in a while somebody will just come up to me, even if it's random or if it's somebody we know or just anything, and they'll just be like, hey, man, listen to the show. You guys are very entertaining. Keep up, you know. Even if they say keep up the good work, or they just say, hey, I like what you guys do. You entertain me. And so just cheers to those that, you know, they come out of the woodwork and say that. Even if it's Tony Bags and he finally met Mikey.
Yes. Tony. Oh my god. You have to say that to us if we see you out in the wild. Please
keep up the good work.
Tony Bags is like the coolest guy ever. And also, Tony has a friend.
Oh, he's got one friend?
No, he has many. Oh. But he has a friend that went to Bullard.
Oh.
Like, way after I went to Bullard. She's pretty great. Just saying. She's pretty awesome.
Wow.
That's all I have to say about that.
Damn it. Damn you and your secretive.
He brought her along. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I thought maybe it was Tony's girlfriend because I hadn't met him. And so she was just sitting there and, like, not participating or whatever. So I was like, shouldn't Tony, like, you know, introduce me or something? Like, what's going on? She's just like, ignoring this, it's like, why is she? She's not doing what's happening. And it turns out she's just like this lifelong friend of Tony's. Is just like
nice, just like, hanging out, huh?
Like, you, like one of the dudes.
Dang, right, rad.
But Tony was so cool. Like, I've totally forgot on my Bincott last week because Tony pulled out a Modern Times beer. He brought a Modern Times beer, but one of the Modern Times beers that only members get.
Oh, yes. He's one of the legendary...
Yes. One of those... Whatever the Modern Times group is.
League of Extraordinary Modern Times Drinkers.
So he had one of those, and basically, because, like, Jake from State Farm and Justin were there, and it's Scotty B, and all these... Like, he basically let any Perfect Pour listener that was around the area wanted to try it. So, like, it's... Really, it was one of the cooler moments that has happened from this podcast.
Yeah, and I missed it.
I really kind of glazed over it last week, and I've been thinking about that. I was like, damn it.
Damn it.
I kind of fucked that up, but it was the Kingdom of Dolls.
Whoa.
I believe that's the one, and the Saison. So I just wanted to make sure that got acknowledged because I totally kind of... Missed on that, Tony, last week, if you're still listening.
He gave us up because you didn't mention it.
Yeah, he's like, he's out.
Yeah, out. Fuck you, Mikey.
So, what else? Anything else we got? We good?
Oh, no.
We good, Nick? Cheers. The Nick, cheers?
Yeah.
The Nick 80?
Obviously, cheers to Garage Door Brewing.
Yeah,
Garage Door. For making me beer.
I can't wait till Garage Door's...
Not me, but...
Garage Door's ready to go pro,
our
man.
Party goers, they made beer for our guests. And that was awesome. Also, cheers to... Okay, this is a chain reaction right here. So, cheers to last week's guest, Hillary.
Hills Bills.
Because she name-dropped us to Colton's Social House.
Oh, yeah.
And they, in turn, said thank you for mentioning them last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, they've been having these sneak previews...
Mm-hmm.
You could, I guess, buy into, I don't know if they're still doing it. It's probably over now, but they were having sneak previews of their menu and their tap list. And so we were invited to that. I don't know if we made it. I don't think we did.
I don't think we
did. I didn't get to.
No, it was, you know, we're busy.
Yeah. So cheers to all of those people at Colton's they got a pretty cool social media team, I guess.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Like, for being in Clovis, they're doing all right.
They're on the ball for being a brand new business. And also, cheers to Toddalod for saying we need a Hills Bills laugh track on our show.
Hills Bills does have a laugh.
This is true. I agree with that 1,000%.
Yay, everybody. One last beer before we go.
Oh, yeah.
The last, it's going to last you through the whole week right here.
Ah! I love gold!
This one's also, we're going through Fontana Gin's beers he donated. Rocket Fuel Vietnamese Coffee Porter from Eighth Wonder Brewery. We had an Eighth Wonder earlier from Houston, Texas brewer. And yeah, Vietnamese Coffee Porter.
I like it.
This will keep you up.
Mm.
Now, does you guys know? Because whenever I try to get Becky to like to do like a coffee one at night, she's like, no. The coffee, like, see, I did it. I was trying to give Matt
you take
my
this little
beer,
bit, and I'll take
it twice tonight. God dang it! Do you get any caffeine from a coffee beer?
I did last weekend.
Did you?
Oh man! That was cold transferred coffee.
Damn, that's coffee. And I've heard things. I've heard people that are sensitive to caffeine, you know, if they have it past 2-3 o'clock, whatever, mm-hmm. it keeps them up all night.
Mm-hmm.
There's been episodes in my life where I've been a caffeine person, and I wouldn't say it really helped or hurt me any time of day, but if caffeine's in there, it definitely wires you.
Basically what I'm asking is, does alcohol kill the caffeine at all, or is the caffeine still there just like it was if it was a nice coffee?
Kind of like an upper and down.
Yeah,
there.
It's a balancing act. Mm-hmm. I think the alcohol brings you down enough.
It's where it.
So the caffeine really kicks you up, but the alcohol mm-hmm. brings you back down.
Right. Well, because it has to, because the whole controversy with that one drink, the
Four Loko.
Yeah, Four Loko. So it has to do something to you, the caffeine.
Too much caffeine can affect arrhythmics and stuff like
no,
that.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying when in a beer is what I'm saying.
But I've known a few different beer drinkers that if they have a little bit too much coffee in the morning or something, they'll have the beer to kind of settle them down. But that just depends on the person, you know.
See, I don't know. Like, I could down a Diet Coke before bed and fall right asleep.
Nice.
So
caffeine's a downer.
When people say like, "Oh, I can have a coffee now," it's 6 o'clock. I'm like, "What are you talking about?
You're dumb."
It's true though. I mean, there's one guy I know, Randall. He comes to the garden all the time, and he was the kind of guy that was just like, "Yeah, he's all used to have like, you know." I'm going to exaggerate, I hope. Like, he's all used to have 20 cups of coffee a day, you know? And he's just like, man, didn't do anything. He's all got a little older, and my stomach wasn't the best, and mm-hmm. doctor asked me to cut back. So he's all, you know, I just cut back to, you know, 6 cups or something like that.
So what a normal person.
He's the kind of guy where he does the spice, he does the coffee, he does the caffeine, he does the alcohol, and he's still relatively bulletproof, but I don't know. Yeah. I'd fear that some people, they have to be that way. Yeah. Have that coffee, beer, and be up till 6.
Woo!
No. I don't know.
All right.
I know I'm saying the same thing. Tangent.
Vietnamese. No, you're not tangent. You don't get the tangent music. Sorry, bro.
Dang it.
It's not tangenty enough. You got a really good tangent.
That's not tangent worthy?
Yeah, it's not tangent worthy. It was still on point.
There's rules for tangents.
Still on point. Sorry. Well, do you like this beer before we go here?
I love this beer.
It's pretty good.
It had a good, well-rounded coffee taste to it from the little sip I had, but same thing, I don't want to...
I love beer. I love carpet.
I haven't had much caffeine, so I'm being...
I love lamp.
Just sipped it. Sipped it, I'd worry about the caffeine.
I love Sonic Foamer.
Oh, Sonic Foamer's
Are you just looking at things in the room?
Yeah. Stop looking at stuff. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Four. Have a great week drinking craft beer. Let us know what you're drinking, and we'll talk about it next week. All right, be safe.
See you guys in the socials. See you guys in the gardens.